So once I realized that, I set my own insurance company up. You know what my insurance company is? Immortality Savings Program. That ensures that I got a wealth when I grow, when I get to be 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s or whatever. I got my own insurance. I can't rely on everybody else's insurance, but I can certainly rely on my insurance. And it's not up to anybody else to want to build me my wealth. It's me. And I'm not negating other insurances. I just want to have my own insurance on top. And my own insurance on top is that if I force myself into savings every single month, and I know how much I'm doing, and I know how long I'm doing it, that I have a pretty good guarantee on where my money is going to be if I don't speculate before I invest, before I save, isn't it? So I just automatically save, and I 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 save year after year after year after year. I'm going to talk about where to go with it in a minute. But first, just get the habit of saving. So if you're saving, I don't know, X number of dollars a month, and you want to raise it, so increase it $5, $10, $100, $50, whatever the amount is, you decide. Would you agree that if it's the same month after month after month, it doesn't get as inspiring as if you're a little increasing it periodically? So you want to push it a little bit. Push yourself. When you bought the house, you didn't know how you were going to afford that, and somehow you made that a possibility. What was expensive now becomes cheap. 10 years later, you look at it, oh, that's nothing to that house. The same thing with these savings programs. At first, it seems like a lot. After a while, it goes, oh, that's normal. Can't imagine doing anything less. All I know is that right now, if something happened to my company for my employees, even though they've never missed a paycheck, if there was a calamity, I got the cash to cover my company and keep them in a business and keep them in a job. Where before, when I paid myself last and paid my taxes last and kept being in debt, I didn't even have a guarantee for their job. You understand what I'm trying to get at here? Right now, I could go 5 years, 10 years without even opening my company and still pay my salaries. Where beforehand, I might be able to make it 6 weeks, if that. They got more stability and more security now than they would have if I had done it the other way. And I got employees that have been with me. I can't even get rid of them. So you pay yourself first, and you have it automatically withdrawn so you don't have emotions. So you go to a brokerage company or an investment company, and you have it automatically withdrawn so you have no emotions. You don't look at it. You don't worry about it. You don't wonder about it. All you do is watch it grow on your statements. And I'm going to give you some ideas on where to put it in a minute. First, I want to get the concept of saving it.